That's coming up. Dr. David Steele with us now, Honorary Research Fellow, University of Warwick, and Royal Historical Society expert in protests and impacts thereof. David, good morning.
Hello there.
I'm intrigued by this. I've been intrigued by this phrase since they started using it decades ago. British values, Britishness. What is British? What is un-British? Do you have a view on what the Prime Minister has said, that the protests today are un-British, whatever it means?
Well, there's two things, really. The first is to define Britishness. And, you know, unfortunately for the Prime Minister, he doesn't get to decide who or what is British. It is a changing thing, and it's going to change with the makeup of Britain as it is today. And so, everyone is as British as they want to be. And, you know, we look back and we identify with things from the past and aspirations from the future. And I would suggest these things are all British, including the right to orderly protest.
It's really said that British is constantly changing with the makeup of this country. And the other argument there, which I can hear ringing in my ears from texters and so forth coming in, would be, yes, but then people should actually... British values shouldn't adapt to people coming in. People coming in should adapt to British values. But then we get back to, well, what are they?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, British values have changed in the past, constantly changed. So it would be surprising if they didn't continue to change and adapt.
How have they changed, David? That's interesting.
I would say that, I mean, you can look at what happened to Britain in the expansion of empire and the Victorian period, and there would have been a certain sort of attitude towards Britain's colonies and dependencies, and that might have, you know, that even at that time, that could have varied from a degree of extreme pride, in a sort of, British business and exports and imports and everything, to some people being, you know, quite concerned about it. And, you know, that we've still got both of those views today. Obviously, we've had two global wars that have sort of added into the mix, and all of the things to do with, globalisation since then. And we've still got that, you know, those two views, but the degree, of pride or concern about what some of the things that Britain has done in the past, those have changed. Now, you know, whether you say these are right or wrong, this is a constantly changing thing, an adapting thing. Nobody owns it. It's fluid.
Pride and prejudice, you might say. Listen, Shabina Mahmood, Home Secretary, has announced police forces will be given... This is right in your area. And we're going to hear from Ian and Mel and Jenny. She has said police forces will be given powers to consider the cumulative impact of multiple protests, which... means if protests occur repeatedly in the same location or area and cause recurring disruption, the police may impose conditions such as changing the route, timing, or requiring relocation. And we've seen this in Northern Ireland over the years, haven't we? The Garvaghy Road rows and all that come July, the marching season. Anyway, organisers who ignore imposed conditions may risk arrest or prosecution. Is this a worrying restriction on freedom of assembly, or do you understand why she's saying this?
Practical reasons for this, and one would have to, you know, understand the operational restrictions some of these police forces are under, you know, and they quite often have to bring police forces right across the country. For some of the London ones, there was recent protests in London with police forces from as far as Ambleside and South Wales, and this is, you know, there are practical reasons, but the point is this there would have to be a very good alternative site agreed close by I would suggest, because it gets very close to taking people's rights to protest away. You've got to be very, very careful to distinguish between operational practicalities and a decision which is politically motivated.
Yeah, the cliche alert, is that slippery slope? Hey, Jenny, Ian.